I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, boy. Let's do it again. Real Housewives of New York. We are back in the city after a Hamptons excursion that lasted a couple weeks. My name is Ronnie Jr. along with... Hi, Chelsea. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm doing good. It's nice to be back in the Big Apple.
Yes.
Absolutely. We've got Allie hanging out. How are you doing,
Hello.
Allie?
Hello. I'm doing great. Excited to be here.
You're our new cast member, as Leon always says. You're our version of Leah.
We have Leon not
with us today, but he'll pick up next week as usual. Of course, he's our Housewives Bravo historian, but the three of us will try to pull it together here and just talk about this great episode. Initial thoughts, you two, what do you guys think about how this joined coming from that Hamptons episode? Because I know the two of you really loved that last episode. So were you feeling nervous about what we were about to see, or how did this feel for you?
I mean, this episode is the definition of what happens when you come back from vacation and life is just a little blah again. You know, it's like you have this great 3-day vacay, you're having the time of your life, and then you're going back to work, you have a boss, you have to get up at 9 a.m. in quarantine, 8 a.m. in real life, whatever. But like, it was an okay episode. Definitely about the drama with Sonia and the weird gift to Leah, who wears sweatpants to a runway show.
Oh, it sounds like you're early on defending Leah over Sonia. Okay,
we're gonna... I mean, I already knew you and I were gonna have issues with this.
Oh, so. Yeah, we're gonna get into it. I'm taking you down. Allie, what'd you think?
Yes. I think that's a good point, Chelsea. It definitely felt like, you know, they were stepping back into reality, which for them is New York Fashion Week. So, you know, obviously it wasn't that terrible. But I think, again, coming off of last week's episode, it did feel a little bit snoozy at times. I was just, you know, it was a little bit just what it was. But the girls still delivered. There was still some drama, like the pajama sweatpants situation.
Yeah.
The lunch was interesting. We got to learn more about Leah's an open book. Like, she always just talks about her issues, like with the girls. Like, it's, I don't know. I just loved kind of hearing about her issues with her mom and then meeting, was it Rob, her baby daddy? But overall, good episode for Back from the Hamptons.
So my thing with the show is, and I said this before, like, I really enjoyed the, hold on, let me see. We have some stuff going on in the live chat. Just double checking we're all good. Okay. My only thing, and I told you too, and Leon, this last week, how I like a couple more New York City moments before we go to the Hamptons, like not even because it was not peak season, nothing like that. I just feel like, I was glad to get back into town. I was glad to have this familiarity, especially from this series of all these iconic New York, Fashion Week moments, but no less like how Real Housewives of New York, you know, merges with that, all these great memories. So I was excited about it. Now, initially, we got to talk about Tinsley, this hair being curly versus not being curly and how epic that is. I always say that, and I think you two agree, I think Dale is so much more interesting than Tinsley. And just when I thought I was being too mean about how boring Tinsley is, Bravo was running a marathon of like the last couple seasons of Tinsley. And gosh, I mean, if this is the most intriguing she's been in this long run, this is not very good, you guys. She's quite boring. And I know that Dorinda made a comment about this on Watch What Happens Live, how it's unfair for the other girls to have to bring so much of their lives and sort of be embarrassed. And Tinsley gets like this golden pass to have like no issues other than a curly hair situation. So, I've been okay with Tinsley this season. She's kind of been a little more exciting. However, seeing the previous seasons on reruns, I was like, oh yeah, she's really been lackluster as a housewife. What are your thoughts on this curly hair situation? Was it nice to see her back in action, Chelsea? Did you at least enjoy that?
Yeah, you know, I do agree with you. I mean, we've definitely hammered home over the past few seasons that we've paneled together that Tinsley is not it. But I will say this season she has really brought it, and it was nice to see. Actually, it was a little bit weird. I was watching with my mom, and to see Dale cry, we're like, why is she crying? Like, she's not like going to prom or anything. But it was like, you know, Dale saying, it's nice to see you back. You're happier than ever. You're back where you belong. And this is like who you truly are. So for me, I was like, oh my God, like she does seem a lot more genuine. I think why we like her a lot more is because she does seem to feel a little bit more true to herself, but she still isn't giving us everything that we need as a viewer, as far as who she is, her struggles going on. Like, yes, we can't, the worst thing in your life cannot be that your mom wants you to have straight hair over curly. Like, we know there's a lot more going on there. So you have to like really peel back those layers. But as I was watching this episode, I was like actually a little bit disappointed, because here we are finally seeing Tinsley as like a more exciting character, a more exciting housewife. And then she's about to marry Scott, and I feel like moved to Chicago. So in my mind, this is her last like hurrah. And like, it's the best we're getting out of her, you know? So it's like, I don't know. It's a little bit bittersweet.
Can I tell you, you and Allie, we'll get to you in 1 second, but you open up a good point, Chelsea, by saying that. I like one thing that they're doing for us as far as the edit. They're not doing what they're doing with Dorinda and John, which is Dorinda and John, because we know they're broken up in the current state. We see every moment of Dorinda being upset with John, John being annoying, Dorinda. I get tired of that. When I already know the answer, I don't need to see a full season of, you know, what's going on between Nene and Kenya, because you know what's going on. Real Housewives of Atlanta reference. So I do kind of like that right now. We're not seeing an ounce of Tinsley being frustrated or running off into to La La Land for love. So at least for the fact that that's going to hit us like, you know, like a ton of bricks, I think that's kind of a cool aspect of the storyline that we're not being, you know, set up with. I don't know if that's because of a production thing. I don't actually know how she left the show, so that's going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm. I agree. She's leaving us with a bit of like a mystery. I don't know what's going to happen, but like you said, Chelsea, I'm sad. I like Tinsley. I totally get like what you guys are saying. She doesn't share near as much information as the other girls, especially Leah. Like, we know more about Leah, and we've seen her for 5 episodes, so there's that. I think Tinsley is genuine to who she is. I think she's just a little more naturally reserved as a person. The relationship she has with her mom, that's like when we really kind of see the real Tinsley. Like you said, the curly straight hair. I mean, that was whatever. Like, it was a little ridiculous. It was funny to watch, I guess. Like, I don't know. Overall, though, Tinsley had a great episode for me, and I liked seeing her happy and great, and she was back in her element. I loved how Leah like cheered her on from the side. Like, she was such a like good friend and was so proud of her. So, I don't know. That was sweet and cute, and I love their friendship. So I'm kind of eager to see like how they're gonna write her off as well.
I agree. It was actually really nice to see all the girls like there supporting her, and like, you know, Dorinda even putting aside her differences or annoyances with her for that moment. But I mean, I don't know much about this designer. I know he was on Project Runway.
Yeah.
But the outfit that she like closes the show in was a little bit like JoJo Siwa-esque for me. I wasn't into it. I mean, I know it's like her time to shine, and like, I would love to walk in a New York Fashion Week show and close it.
Yeah.
But like, I would opt for a different outfit.
I know. She feels.
Yeah, the heels thing was rough. I think, I've never walked in a fashion week, but I feel like the heels would have been more important for her. Just before I don't, because I said a couple things about Tinsley, how boring she is, and that is just a fact. That's not even an opinion. But I do want to defend what could have been. Where we're missing, and this was like almost like a light bulb moment that I already knew, but just when once it was said, it really opened me up to these ideas. When Dorinda was on Watch What Happens Live, and she talked specifically about, as I said a second ago, that Tinsley doesn't show herself, and it's a little unfair that we have to show ourselves, and she doesn't. You know, I've worked in radio for a lot of years, and I've been in situations where I was the person who threw the push and the pull and the prodding to make great content, so to speak, and then the other co-host gets to walk, you know, as you know, Mother Teresa. It's a little unfair. Now, that's what Dorinda said. Dorinda could be perceived as being negative for saying that. But what I thought when I heard that, you two, and tell me if you agree, we had a perfect moment to have 3 seasons of great Tinsley story. And what I mean by that is, if they would have just showed us what it's like to be the it girl years before there was even like a you know, Paris Hilton type, you know, where socialites didn't even really get in the swill of reality TV, and that fall from grace and that mugshot and how to reacclaim herself to New York City. I feel like that was the story. So just to let everyone know, like, I watched every CW episode she ever had of her reality show, Tinsley, you know, years ago. And I just feel like it's unfair to the person who wants to root for Tinsley that we didn't get that authentic story ever. So
I don't blame that on the producers or the show or the network. I blame that on Tinsley not being open to her real life. Even a couple seasons ago when, or last season, I don't remember, when Bethany wanted her to call Scott and how much of a tizzy she got into that, you know? So it was like, she just does not want to open up that aspect of her life. And for me, it's like, you can't jump on a show, a reality show nonetheless, and not give all of yourself. And I understand your spouse, especially if you're dating somebody, doesn't sign up for this, but like, they know well enough that this is your life. And in a sense, they did sign up for it because they're dating you.
Did they meet by way of Carol through reality? So
yeah, exactly. So like, you kind of have to like, yeah, I get it, it's not your thing, but also like, shut up and swallow the pill, because this is how I'm making a living right now. And Lori King in the chat asked, do we think that Bravo will give her a spinoff for her wedding? And I don't think so, because of that same reason of Scott not wanting to be in front of the cameras, not wanting to be a part of that kind of lifestyle. Like, I don't know if we'll see much of Tinsley again, unless it's like solely about her life and whatever she could bring to that. Not her spouse or relationship.
That's a great question, but I feel like Bravo potentially would give her a series, because I do still think, as I said a second ago, when I am so critical on Tinsley, to what I said, you know, how what makes me feel the way I feel is because there is a story there. And if on this particular franchise, she doesn't want to get in the mud, I think there might be an opportunity for her to have a more cutesy version of herself. And I think there is still a handful of people that still enjoy it. So I just wanted to have a duality of how I feel about Tinsley, because typically I'm really hard on her. Mm-hmm. And I'm just trying to say, there, she of all the ladies had a fall from grace story. We could have saw it. We could have seen what that is like. It's vicariously, we'll never live that life, but we could have lived it through her. So I'm just being judgmental, but I think she would get a reality show. You too. I do.
I don't know if she'll get like a complete spinoff, like all her own, but I think she'll keep popping into New York, or maybe they'll have just a wedding special or something like that. I don't know.
They'll get a YouTube series or something. Not
yeah, not like Bravo, ATM. Yeah,
we certainly shouldn't be worried about her and how her finances are intact. Yeah. If anything, she'll go stay with Lady Morgan, you know, as seasons pass. Tinsley's fine. The rest of us, however, we're struggling. No. Oh, and a good note, too. So the designer actually had done quite a bit of work in his career. Forgive me on the name of it, Garrow Sparrow, something of that nature. Mm-hmm. I actually never, my entire life, watched Project Runway. However, the season that he was on, I did see a lot of his episodes, and he did have a little bit of, like, success, but then his own version of Fall from Grace. So Project Runway was a very much a bounce back moment for him. So it was nice to see A, him do well and continue to do well after he won a couple seasons ago, but B, to have the synergy with Tinsley and you know, another Bravo show. Fun fact, the reason I actually watched that show is because they filmed that particular season at Surrette Studios, which is right there in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. So, and I work at one of the offices around there, not in the studio part, but one of the offices on the sixth floor. So I remember hearing that Bravo was filming, and I'm like, what show? It was Project Runway. So I actually only watched that season because I knew the facility. And then lo and behold, it kind of makes you follow these people. In fact, I follow that guy on Instagram. So whether his designs are amazing, I think Chelsea came for him and said JoJo-esque, which was shady.
JoJo Siwa.
But nonetheless, I do think he's a tremendous talent. Moving on, we have to talk about the other show. This was Pamela Roland. We're just trying to gather all the information here for you. I love seeing Amanda Lepore there. I believe, Chelsea, who did you say we saw other cameos of?
So I love the Bravo crossover. And me and my mom were talking about this. Like, I don't know if you're watching Beverly Hills, either one of you, but Beverly Hills started off at New York Fashion Week. So all the Beverly Hills housewives were there at Fashion Week. And then we saw a cameo from Melissa Gorga. We saw Lala Kent in the background when they were doing the step and repeat. And like, I would just love for Bravo shows to like break down that fourth wall. Like, we all know that they know one another. Bravo celebrities are their own world of people. So yeah, it would have been cool to see Lala and Dorinda kicking, or Melissa and Ramona, because we know they're good friends, talking and like exchanging gossip. Like, I just wish they kind of broke down those barriers a little bit when it comes to Bravo shows, because they all know each other. They all like one, well, not like one another, but they all know each other. So like, I would like to see more of those interactions, like cross housewife lines.
Unless you're taking a photo and it's Ramona telling Gisele Bryant, hold on, you stay over there, I want to take the photo with the designer.
Well, we even saw that today, last night, with Ramona wanting to take a picture with the designer, and like this random lady was like, yeah, me too. She's like, no, the designer. It was so cringeworthy.
Yeah, like, it really
that
was.
Whole, like, it was so Ramona, but just, I mean, Ramona is cringy. Like, what can
yes.
But yeah, I mean, it was, that's my thing, like with Bravo, like, I just wish they kind of like got rid of that facade of like, they only live in New York, therefore they don't know any other person in Bravo,
yeah,
you know? So
plus, you're right, Chelsea, and it takes away the prestige, the prestigiousness of like these shows, you know, and Pamela's work is so fantastic, but like the only people we're showing are other housewives, but we're not acclimating them into the story. That's weird. You're right. I want to see, you know, almost like a star-studded, you know, this person was here. If the only person you show me is a shot, and by the way, she always gets this, and thank God, because I love them both, the shot of Melissa Gorga, I'm like, oh, J-Lo's in the crowd, you know? In my mind. But I want more.
Yeah, and we know that Ramona and Melissa are good friends, you know? So it's like, come on, like, give us that. Like, I would live for a housewife crossover, and like, we know their paths cross. So just let me see an interaction with Ramona and Melissa.
Now, did you say, Chelsea, did you say shady cameraman or shady producer or shady Chiron man didn't credit Lala for being at the show, but
he did not credit Lala, and I have the receipts. Lala looked stunning. Lala Kent of Vanderpump Rules.
Oh yeah,
look how pretty she is.
Oh,
and in the background, she takes a photo with Dorinda. So yeah, I was very disappointed. I was like, how dare they not give my girl Lala a little shout out?
AKA the most boring person on Vanderpump Rules, the dead weight on Vanderpump Rules. But we'll talk about that.
Okay, Danica. But yeah, I thought that show was great. And then also Ramona, like, apparently got them the great seats, the front row seats of the show. And Leah was MIA for whatever reason that we get into a little bit later. But Sonia's on her phone the whole time planning her fashion show, which was so rude. And like, I don't know. It's like when you're in school and you're like on your phone and you're like in the front row and you're like texting, it's just like so disrespectful to your teacher. Like, I on, Sonia.
I love Sonia, but I wasn't happy about that, because that's not the time or the place. No,
it's yeah.
Not. I'm sorry, Ronnie, but this was not Sonia's episode. I was disappointed.
The whole
again,
episode.
Yeah.
No, she saved it at the end. She did save it at the end when she was like her fun self, but. That was cringy that whole time she's on her phone. Ramona got them these seats. I mean, I don't know. I felt just so uncomfortable. Like,
okay. It was very weird. And it was all
phone down. Like, we'll good 3 minutes. Like, just put your phone away.
Like, we'll move on to the lunch in a second. Where Ramona actually did call out a lot of these girls, which was interesting. Let's move on to the lunch in 1 second. But speaking of, we're saying there was a shady cameraman or shady Chiron man, lower third guy. There was a shady lower third when it came to Duran, who I don't know. It goes with her, you know, money can't buy you class, but it could buy you the nerve. And she had the nerve to say, oh, to one of the makeup artists, you know, you could beautify me just because I'm here.
I loved it.
I think it's my duty, because Lian loves Luann, as I do. And I know that was wrong of her, you two, but the Chiron was disgusting. The Chiron said, makeup artist that is here specifically to do makeup on
the models. Oh my God.
I totally missed that.
Yeah, yeah. It was, but what did you think about Lou just being like barging in and kind of taking
it? It was really quick. I didn't catch it either until I watched it for the second time. I thought it was absolutely like hilarious. She said she didn't have time to do her hair, so she went to the makeup artist who was in charge of doing models and basically just asked if he could do her hair. So she's just sitting in this chair getting her hair done by this professional guy with all the models around her. But I mean, hey, you have to do what you have to do. She's about to be on TV for the show. I'm sure the guy didn't mind getting a little credit and a little camera action on Bravo, but I thought it was hilarious.
I love the way the cameraman, every time they showed a shot of him, he looked very upset.
He looked so mad, yeah.
Let's move on to Ladies Who Lunch. Let's talk about Leah, you know, joins the rest of them. Sonia becomes a monster and needs to go sit to the side, maybe because she's planning her show and she's getting overwhelmed from the show she just saw, one that was a success, maybe because she had gas. You just never know with Sonia. But Sonia vacates the area, but she's still there, but you forget about it a little bit. Leah shows up. Everyone shows up. What did you guys think about Ramona giving tough love to a lot of the gals, talking about, well, Leah, when you have a seat at the table, you know, well, it's not the right words to use, but when you have access to this, you do have the respect to let us know. Sonia, why were you on your phone? I kind of like that Ramona schooled the girls. What do you guys think?
I totally disagree. I first of all, this is like the most dysfunctional lunch ever. I would have hated to be sitting at that table, and my brain would have
been fried. I feel like you said that before, Chelsea, within this season already.
I mean, like, all these people just talking over each other about literal nonsense. I think that with Leah not showing up to the fashion show, she let Tinsley know, which is her closest friend, and she let Tinsley know because it was something serious, like, or personal in her own life. Like, if I were new to a group, I probably wouldn't reach out to Ramona and tell her that I'm not able to make it because of something that's going on with my family, per se. So when Leah sat down at the table and Ramona was like grilling her, like obviously she wouldn't not show up for a bad reason. Like it's not because she was hungover or irresponsible or whatever. It was for a very solid reason. So for Ramona to be like on top of her and grilling her before even understanding the depth of why she wasn't able to make it was actually kind of annoying to me. Mm. And like, it was one of those things where it's like, you know, when you're mad at somebody for something and you make up the reason and excuse in your own head, but like the reality of the situation is something like was hard for them. Mm-hmm. Then you feel like the asshole for like being mad at them. Like that's kind of how I
totally,
felt
yeah.
was in that situation. Because yeah, Leah was having a hard time with her mother not wanting to speak with her because of a decision she made to drink with her girlfriends. So like,
how does that remove the factual information that Ramona's saying when you were invited to a show, you know, it would be better etiquette if you were to at least let us know what's going
she
on.
She let Tinsley know, and Tinsley then let them know.
Did Tinsley let them know?
Yeah, Tinsley let Ramona know that Leah wasn't coming and that something mm-hmm. came up. And so it wasn't like Leah didn't show up whatsoever and they're like looking for Leah. Like she was aware that she wasn't coming. So that's what I don't find it, like I found it to be rude. And then Ramona softened up when she realized what the issue was, but like figure that out first before you hammer her home. Like if Leah mm-hmm. was like, yeah, you know, just kind of get out of bed, then you let her have it. But yeah, like
Leah's new to the group. What do you expect Ramona to do? To like usher in and pet the girl? Like, oh, welcome to our group. Do whatever you want.
Well, no, it's not even that. I just know that Ramona would act that way towards anybody, whether it was Leah or Dorinda. Like she would have an axe to grind with anyone if they did that to her or whatever. But like, I just think it's common courtesy and respect out of any, like that's how I would handle the situation. Like I wouldn't grill you and be like, why weren't you there? You should have been there without knowing why you weren't there. You know, like you could have a very good reason as to why you weren't there.
Sonia, go ahead, Allie.
I see both those sides that you guys are saying. I completely understand. I think they just spent a long weekend together at Ramona's house. Like I know they're fairly new friends, but I think Leah knows Ramona well enough at this point that she 100% could have texted or called her. I understand she was going through something and she was upset. So she told Leah, Leah told Ramona. So whatever. I do think Ramona should have like handled it differently from a place of love rather than, like you said, like hammering her for not showing up, but instead maybe asking, hey, you know, why didn't you come? Also, Chelsea, who's behind you?
That's my dog. Sorry.
I keep seeing the tail wag and I'm like, come out.
He will not stay still.
So cute. But yeah,
I want to check in with the chat, Allie, if you could check in with the chat, because I believe the chat has a lot to say. Well, what world are we living in? You guys are talking about some beautiful, like, you know, pixies and cherries and, you know, sunshines and sprinkles. But like, in what world does Ramona need to like be quiet and not chew out the new girl? Like, this is so funny to me. I don't understand. I just a difference of opinions. That's all I'm saying.
No, I'm not saying. Oh, no, no. I'm not saying she has to be quiet. I'm just saying she's wrong for what she did. She looked like an asshole. Like, yeah. I think she did. Like,
Ramona rates the lowest on my scorecard season after season, but for some reason, she ordered the oyster. She asked the gals if you
want to
order. I saw what Ramona did as a complete win. And I don't like Ramona. I don't. I just don't understand.
Well, Lori King kind of says the same thing.
It's like Ramona is only out for Ramona. That's all she looks out for, and that's all she cares about. Ramona and Avery, and sometimes Mario. Like, well, and that's fine. That's fine. That's why we love her. That's why we love watching her. But
listen, if I have lunch with you, if I have lunch with you guys, Allie and Chelsea, I love you all so dearly. I do. Yeah. But if I want my oysters, because oysters give me an aphrodisiac, I'm gonna order the oysters. After I told you guys, stop with the chit chat. I want my oysters. I'm not gonna I'm not gonna be like, oh gosh, let me behave so I can make sure that they stop running their mouths, and I'm gonna order my oysters. I don't think that's selfish. I don't.
Order the oysters and order other appetizers for the table. I am free to eat anything. I have no dietitian issues. You know what I like to eat. We've been on vacation enough together. You know I like the crispy Brussels sprouts and the deviled eggs. So order that for me. Thank you.
I guess we only have a couple minutes left, and I want to transition into the Leah stuff. But the reason I go so hard for Ramona is because she's so tragic on other levels. You know, the way she will do things when she's staying in your space, but then she will, you know, criticize Tinsley for, you know, little knickknack here or there. So yes, Ramona's typically an god-awful person. For some reason, I had no problem with that scene. Let's move on though quickly. Chelsea, why don't you take the lead on what you think about Leah, what she presented as the information, her relationship with her ex-husband, etc. What do you think about all that?
So I actually enjoy it. Like, I mean, everything Leah has done so far this season has been a win for me. So with her, we see her in her Married to the Mob offices. We start to see a little bit more of Leah as the boss lady that she is. We also get a really awkward 14-year-old Leah flashback photo with the short hair.
Yeah, the rave bit.
Mm-hmm. I was like, what? Not expecting that look. But yeah, I thought it was great. It was nice seeing her and her baby daddy ex-husband and the relationship that they're able to have with their daughter, Kira, and like maintaining that family household bond, but kind of being separate. And we also learn a little bit more about, he also felt a little bit strange about her drinking too. So, you know, for us as a viewer, we love seeing her, you know, run around naked, swinging a tiki torch around. But for her baby daddy and her mother, it runs a lot deeper than that. And we know that she had issues before. So like, that's going to be an interesting, I think, contrast between what we like as a viewer and what's probably best for her as a human being. But yeah, I thought it was great. And anything Leah has done this season has been really fascinating. And I appreciate her being so transparent with us and opening up all aspects of her life. Like, this is how a housewife should enter a franchise, you know?
Mm-hmm. I loved Leah, but because everyone's saying that she's walking on water, I'm like, she's not that darn amazing. Like, she cool. And I've been following Improper Etiquette, her podcast, for years. But she is just not as great as you guys are making her. She's fine, but you guys are putting her like walking on water. I just don't understand it. I do like Leah, but
You know what I think it is, and Allie, maybe you could add to this too, is that she's just being a lot more real and transparent than any other housewives that have come on previously as an additional castmate. Like, I've been rewatching Beverly Hills, and Erica Jane is someone that I could like say she entered Housewives the right way. She was true to herself. She let us in. She like let us know what's going on with her. Like, we knew about Tom. Like, we knew about, like, we learned so much about Erica Jane the first couple seasons that like you want to love her. You want to bring her in. Garcelle in Beverly Hills, I think she's doing a great job. So like, when I see someone in New York that's been brought on, like Tinsley, who did the complete opposite and shut us out, like, for Leah to be the newest member of the cast and to be so open about her life, like, yeah, I'm gonna adapt to that. And to be honest with you, and this might be a hot take, the other women on the cast haven't really been doing it for me that much. Mm-hmm. So Leah has been like the truest for me, and that's why I give her so much kudos and props.
I agree. Ronnie, I think like she's going to do something eventually that we don't approve of, that we don't like. They all do, but I agree with Chelsea, the way she walked in, the way she's handling these girls who are quite, I mean, the whole Sony thing with the pajamas and I don't know, she's handling herself, she's strong, she's, I don't know, just giving off really good like girl power energy. I loved her little Kim dress. She's vulnerable, she gets real, like she's really done nothing in my book that's worth.
Yeah, make no mistake, I was thrilled about her. I think she's been very, very good, but the way that the world is oh my goshing, I'm like, yeah, relax. Like, you know, in the as far as the scope of Housewives, like a Melissa Gorga's on the top, a Giselle Bryant's on the top, a Sonia Morgan's on the top. Leah's cool. She's really fun.
It's her first season. Give her some time. Don't be so hard on her. She's having a great first five episodes of her first season. Give her that,
not,
Ronnie.
She's not walking on. She's not walking on water. And I know we got to move on, but even Leon, hopefully Ryan in the producer booth can give us a little extra time. I know that even Leon made a bit of a question, not saying he's against her, but he made a question where it was like, why does Leah, every single time she's around a situation, she circles it back to this pre-set up answer. Something with my daughter. That's why I got my business married to the mob. Oh, something with being an alcoholic. That's why I got my business to married to the mob. Oh, something with being living in Chelsea. That's why I got my business. I don't know that she's that authentic. She might be smart and business savvy. I'm not taking that away. I'm just saying, because you guys are saying she's walking on water, I'm like, she's not that damn good. Like, it's
okay.
I don't know.
I totally disagree with Leon. I totally disagree with you. I think but like who you are and where you came from is a direct correlation to where you are in life. And so I find it completely fair that she is taking past examples and previous experiences in her life and saying, that is why I am here, where I am today as a woman, as a business woman, as a mother, as a baby mama to my baby daddy. Like, there's so much about her that you have to attribute back to her past. Mm-hmm. And so, and I don't think that's spin or whatever, but like, I wouldn't be where I am today without the instances that have happened in my past.
Yeah.
And so I just think we hammered Tinsley at the top of this episode for not being so transparent and open at the beginning of her seasons as a housewife. So, like, we should be praising Leah for being.
Well, we are. We are. Transparent. To be clear, I like her. I just can't like her. I can't like her as much as the fandom likes her. I like her a lot. Been following her on Instagram for 4 years. Like, I already have liked her, but like, it is just too much. Anyways, let's move on. I do love Leah. It's not like I don't. And as clarity, I don't like Ramona, but she has a decent scorecard for me this season. So this season's throwing me for a loop. I still wish Elise got a shot so it could be a balance, you know. Nonetheless, my Leah issue, just going back from last episode, is I didn't really like the way she came at Sonia Morgan, you know. Oh, 1985 is gone. It's like, Leah, let the women be who they are. Anyways, different ages, different personalities. Sonia Morgan, her show, we're wrapping soon. Thoughts about it? You guys obviously had no problem with Leah being disrespectful with that plastic bag. You guys had no problem with
it. That was not disrespectful whatsoever. First of all, Sonia's fashion show was horrible. It was next to Sheree's fashion show with no fashion.
How that dare you? Bad.
I'm sorry.
I live by Sheree.
No. You live by She by Sheree and no music, no so lights, funny. Sonia. Like, you do not have a fashion show with no music, no light. Me and my mom were watching it like, oh wait, it started? Where's the lights? Where's the music? Like,
For the record, I worked an event at PhD in the Dream Hotel in Tribeca. It was Nina Garcia. Obviously, Nina Garcia's of this high caliber. It was indoor, outdoor, little situation. Beautiful. Nina Garcia, as big and as esteemed as she is, I remember working this event because I'm working part of the production team. Everything is beautiful. But once that sun went down, the lighting was horrible. And it was a big error for the event that was thrown.
Did she have lighting?
Who's this?
Nina Garcia?
No, I'm saying I worked an event.
I understand. Did Nina Garcia have lighting for the event?
No.
So, okay, so like, I'm sorry, but like,
I was just defending that it happens. It happens.
I get it, but you can't have no lighting and no music. You can't have.
She shouldn't have gone to the Hamptons. She should not have gone to the Hamptons because she obviously had so much work to do, and she was too busy getting drunk in the Hamptons with the girls.
Well, Sonia Morgan is a little bit Sonia Morgan is a little bit of a crapshoot when you think about it, because while I like her, I mean, she opens up the season saying, I'm a recluse. So I don't imagine my fashion designers being recluses. Like, that just doesn't work. So Sonia was in the wrong. I do not think, and just to kind of state it, because we are moving pretty quickly here, I guess the big issue was that Sonia provided some of the gals, you know, attire. Dorinda had that
lovely green jacket.
It was appropriate. You guys mean to tell me that you think Sonia deliberately sent something to Leah to make Leah look bad? Is that what you're trying your best to tell us? Tell me.
So this is what I think. I think that Sonia gave Leah what she perceives Leah as, which she thinks Leah is this sweatpants, not Karen gal. And I think that's wrong. And to me, it's like her perception, like what she gave the women is her perception of them. She gave Dorinda two beautiful options, a blazer, a sweatsuit. She gave Ramona a beautiful dress. She gave Tinsley beautiful dress. Like, that's how she sees them. How she sees Leah is a gray sweatpants suit that you could wear in jail and look trendy in. Like, I'm sorry, but it was wrong. And she only gave her one option, as opposed to the other girls getting two options. And on top of that, Leah said, I like these three dresses from your collection, but you're going to give me some raggedy ass sweatpants? And a pink hat?
Yeah. Girl, bye. Terrible. I totally agree. The other girls got options. Leah told her what she wanted. She didn't give her any of those choices.
Me too.
And she perceived her as like some sweatpants. Yeah, exactly. Like, okay. Chelsea
because
said
it. Because
it was ridiculous.
Because we're on final thoughts, I'm curious to see what the chat has to say. Allie, if anyone is compelling, please let us know what they're saying. But I just find it so hard to believe. You guys mean to tell me, because there's an age difference, you know, and I will give that. You mean to tell me that you thought Sonia was that brilliant, the recluse? You thought she was that brilliant that she said, oh, let me shade.
See, I don't think it's shade. That's the thing. I don't think it's shade. I think it's her perception of Leah. That's
She's
what I
down
think.
On her.
She thinks Leah is this downtown gal that isn't trendy enough or what is not dressy enough to wear a dress or whatever. That's her perception of Leah. And my feelings would be hurt if you think that my perception of style is sweatpants at a fashion show.
Also, if a good friend... Sorry, go ahead.
No, you go, Allie.
If you're a good friend and you already don't think one of your friends has a good sense of style, if anything, she should have sent her an even better dressed than the other girls or helped her by picking out something that she thinks, like, she has a beautiful body. Leah's gorgeous.
I just do not think this falls on Sonia. I love Leah. Like I said, Leah on a Housewives 1 to 10, she's a 10. But I have to defend the moment that Sonia did not do wrong. And this is why I'm going to tell you, because Sonia is a little bit of a different age bracket. Even how weeks ago, you and I, or we all kind of disagreed where we had stated that the tattoo thing was a little bit lame of Sonia and hypocritical, where I'm trying to tell you guys, she comes from a different time. Like, there's just different things. So Sonia did the best with what she could. She's not trying to give Leah anything horrible, because that represents Sonia Morgan to begin with. You guys have got to understand that Sonia did the best with what she could, and what she could do was give her something that she felt was more appropriate. You mean to tell me that it would have been acceptable? Chelsea, don't lie to me in my face. You mean to tell me that you think it would, Ryan even will tell you this, our producer, and I know he's wrapping us soon. You mean to tell me, Ryan, you need to tell me that if she would have given her the jacket, the coat that Dorinda was wearing, that Leah wouldn't have had a problem with that. Is that what you guys are meaning to tell me?
She would have wore that jacket. She will look great.
Oh,
yeah,
we're doing some heavy PR for Leah.
She would have given her multiple options. Just real quickly, Red Sox Sarah says, those weren't even sexy, juicy sweatpants, worse than Walmart.
Yeah.
But that's a reflection of Sonia's taste. And I can't go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Todd Beaton in the chat also says Sonia knows what she was doing.
No.
Agree. Sorry. Yeah. Lori King says he defends Sonia on everything. She's talking about you, Ronnie.
Oh, Lori loves me. No, I'm sorry. But anyway, it was a great moment. In my mind, let's just go there. In my mind, I do not think Sonia had the wherewithal to make that equation. I just know that she meets Leah. Leah comes to every event they go to. Leah wears her 90s oversized jeans. Like, Sonya did the best she could, and I just want us to accept that.
Sonya also has, like, 20 millennial interns. She has 20 millennial interns. They could have helped pick out a better, trendier outfit.
She has a daughter. Come on. You have a fashion.
I'm not buying your excuses, Robbie. I'm not buying it.
To Lori in the chat, I can't defend her style choice. No. Anyways, we had a great moment. Wrapping up right here, the coolest thing is I did like to see Leah. I'm a big Lil' Kim fan myself. I thought that was cool. Dorinda got to sort of have her 90s equivalent to it, which may have been a little off. However, it's fine. I just don't know if it was the most appropriate place for Leah to rock that. I'm a huge Kim fan. I love Kim so much. And yeah, she speaks to my feminism too. But it is what it is. You guys probably thought it was a dress that could walk on water. And I thought the event went well. I thought Leah was rude by cussing out Sonya. So I was glad that Sonya flipped it, made it a joke, changed the clothes, put the hat on, and did a little runway walk, and had me laughing more than I've laughed all season. That was really one of the greatest. Oh, that was hysterical. That was hysterical. And I wasn't even drinking.
It was a cute moment. I agree. She saved herself.
She saved herself, but
I'm out of energy. I'm curious to know if Leon was here with us, if he would side or see something I'm presenting. I realize I'm in the smaller percentage. I realize not many people rock out with Sonya because it's fun to like Leah. She's so cool. She's so cool. I get it, and I like her a lot. She's a 10.
I love Sonya too, though. It's a hard one. Leah and Sonya are my like top girls. So
okay. Wrapping up. Any last thoughts as we're wrapping up, Chelsea?
No. Lori King actually said something earlier in the chat that I thought was a great idea. She said Summer House should be two housewives from each franchise on like a vacay together, and I totally think that would be so fun to watch. So good idea, Lori.
I like that. Thank you for the chat. Allie, last thoughts?
Hope you guys have a good weekend. That was fun. I enjoyed talking about it, and I'm ready for next week's. It looks good. I think, is Lou about to drink on next week's episode? Are we there yet already?
Yeah, I love that it's coming early in the season. We don't have to like wait for Lou to get drunk.
I'm interested to see how that plays out, because I know from doing after shows with Chelsea for years now, Chelsea is very honest when it comes to like wondering if Lou is, you know, kind of using the scenario or trying to tell a fake story in itself. So the fact that she's turning to drinking, I know Chelsea's not going to let up and be you're not going to overlook anything. So it's going to be a great episode. And I love Lou too, but we got to call it as we see it. But we got to show love to Sonya. She's the queen. Bye, you guys. Thank you so much. Social media handles, Chelsea, what are they?
You could find me on Instagram at @C_S_Jones and on Twitter at @TheLBPlaybook and ChelseaSarkJones.com for all my professional work career stuff going on.
You look beautiful.
Awesome.
Hugs.
Yep. Allie Janes, AlieJanes on Instagram and Twitter.
All right. And my name is Sonya J. Morgan. No, Sam, I'm joking. RandomlyRonnieJr.com is the website that links to my new YouTube channel. We got 4 interviews up already. One from an actress on Disney, one from a RuPaul's Drag Race girl, one from different walks of life. All right. After Buzz, Real Housewives of New York. Leon, we missed you so much. Can't wait for next week. Thank you, everybody.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're...